Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Yes, we've got to occupy this world. Yes, we've got to be able to walk in this world and function and all that's going on. But you better keep one eye up. Then it makes a little bit of nervous when folks start saying, come on, and all that. And it could be because you may not necessarily be ready yet. But I'm just going to say to you and all of you that are out there, you better get ready and you better do it right now.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Welcome back to Revive Radio. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers in his current Wednesday night Bible study. This is part three from the By Faith series, How to Walk with God by Faith. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers.
That's going to get an attention of a people who have never seen some of the things I'm talking to you about tonight. And yet they'll write about it on this article as having come from the third horseman of the apocalypse in the book of Revelation. And yet they don't have any clue about Bible prophecy and the system and the order of what God is going to do. But we who are saved should be alert. But the Bible says, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and the ungodly be? You're going to see this. So lawlessness is describing it, which basically they were saying that the people that should have known the Lord were spiritually dead. How bad does it get? It gets so bad in the days of Lot that Lot's daughters are married to men of the city of Sodom, okay? And you're seeing everything that's going on right now to the very point of the potentiality of electing an individual that is that would be described in the Bible as a Sodomite, a resident, a citizen of Sodom, practicing sodomy. Pastor, I don't want to get involved in all that. My dear friends, we're walking in it. And if you don't walk above it and understand what's going on, then you'll become a part of it. Got a pastor friend of mine right now who has fought battles over the past 8 months with people sitting in his congregation because he took a stand on what I'm talking about tonight, and abortion and lesbianism, homosexuality, and all of those things from a biblically loving perspective. But it makes no difference. Today, what I say from behind this pulpit, just reading the Word of God, in California has been declared as hate speech. In Canada has been declared as hate speech. In Denmark, they're imprisoning pastors for this. Come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't want to hear this. I need an uplifting Wednesday night. I'm going to give you some uplift. In fact, it's so uplifting that Enoch was walking with God and took one step and was there. And my dear friends, that's exactly what's going to happen when the rapture of Jesus Christ and the body of Christ is taken off this earth. You're going to be about your business, doing your thing, and suddenly there's going to be a translation. Now, he didn't say it three times in there just for us to ignore it. Yes, we've got to occupy this world. Yes, we've got to be able to walk in this world and function and all that's going on. But you better keep one eye up, one eye straight ahead. Keep your mind and your heart in the Word of God and the fellowship of those that do have that same like passion and spirit. See, it makes a little bit of nervous when folks start saying, come on, and all that. And it could be because you may not necessarily be ready yet. But I'm just going to say to you and all of you that are out there, you better get ready and you better do it right now. You better walk with God right now. Because God reads your email. He sees all of that encrypted stuff. So the first stage of Noah's day was literally an abandonment of the dignity of humanity. Romans chapter 1 describes that they turned the creation into something abominable and twisted it, turned it, and started worshiping the creation more than the creator. Okay? All of this is going on. This is all found in the book of Genesis. So people became casual with that. So I wanted to give you a little background of that because that's what Enoch is living in day by day. He's walking in, he's living in it in these times. And Enoch does not give us There's not a lot written in the Word of God concerning Enoch. Here in Hebrews 11 and in Jude, small book of Jude, no chapters, just verses, to give us insight into the culture as he would write it down. Now, there's another not inspired as it would be part of the canon of Scripture called the Book of Enoch. And there's a lot of writings that are in there. You must be careful about reading anything on the outside, but you can sometimes get some insight into what's going on because, for instance, the book of Jasher is actually mentioned in the Word of God that describes the elements that were going on in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah and the fact that it had become so atrocious that judges were giving credence and literally setting up beds in the community for homosexual acts to take place in the city of Sodom. And Lot was the keeper of the gate. His business was at the opening of the gate of Sodom. So it wasn't that he didn't see it going on. In fact, the Bible tells us over in the book of John, I believe, he says this. He said that Lot's righteous soul was vexed every day, I'm paraphrasing, by what he saw and experienced in the culture he was in. So I'm just going to say to you, somebody said, well, you pastor, you talk about washing your hands and taking a bath at least once a week. You need to take one in the Word every day, multiple times a day. Because your righteous soul can become affected, vexed, grieved. And yet there was the inability that it got so bad that the inability of Lot to do anything about it. He was a city official. But passing laws did not stop that from happening anymore. So he was living in the condition where his lifestyle and the lifestyle of what was purported on his on the news media and everything else in his community of the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were adverse to such a degree that the word comes down, if you can find 10 righteous in the city, I'll preserve it. They could not find 10 righteous people. That should have at least been Lot's house. But according to the scripture, when God commands Lot, I'm going ahead and preach this thing. When Lot is commanded by God to exit the city, God literally commands him, run to the mountain and don't look back. When he leaves that city, it is so affecting his house that his sons-in-law do not leave the city. His daughters leave under duress. His wife is so attached to the city and the things of that city that she literally turns around and turns into a pillar of salt. As a result of it, that's God's judgment. She stands in the desert of Israel right now. As a living testimony that looking back is destruction. So I'm just going to say to you, as we're living right now, you've got to almost, I picture it like those horses at the Kentucky Derby. Boy, they got their blinders on and they're focused on what they're doing. They're not running somebody else's race trying to tell them you ought to do this and you ought to do that. They got their blinders on, they're focused, and they're headed for the finish line as hard as they know how to do. Are you with me? So here's some things, four things I want to give you tonight that deal with walking by faith. The first one is we are to harmonize with God's word. Harmonize. Somebody say harmonize. So the Bible says in Genesis 5 and 22 that Enoch walked with God consistently for this 300 years there. And he was so pleasing to God that God did not wait for him to die. Ooh, that's so good. Lord, take me out while I'm still walking down the street. Hebrews 11 and 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The Bible doesn't give us the details of all that took place in this translation, but it is a foreshadowing of, I believe, the rapture of the people of God. The first rapture that you find in the Word of God, as a matter of fact. So after Enoch walked with God, watch this, for 300 years, so the conditions we know, according to the scripture, that Noah is building on this ark for more than 100 years, some 120 years. He's building up. So there's 120 years of lawlessness and debauchery and evil, and the thoughts of all were evil continually. How long could you last in that? 120 years. We know it to be at least that much. But Enoch has lived for 300 years, and he's walked by faith with God in the conditions and the culture of that society, maintaining a harmony between him and God, and he doesn't even have a Bible. You know what he has? This is why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, to pass down the stories of your relationship with God and these Bible stories to your children and your children's children. Because in the society we're living in right now, most people will not read the Word of God like previous generations have done. They'll see it illustrated. They may see it on video, whatever it may be. If there's a new movie coming out, Passion Christ, whatever it may be, they may go see it. But the roots of that, they don't have. So what's going on here? The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, God commands the Hebrew people to pass to the next generation the stories of their fathers and forefathers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is incredibly important for you, because you need to tell your children and your grandchildren about what God has done inside of your life and how he met your need, and then connect that to a Bible story. Because when you are off of this earth, now Enoch lived for 300 years. Anybody planning on living 300 years? Yeah, I got one or two takers out there. All right. I don't know. I'm 56 right now, and I'm telling you, I got to stretch seriously before I get out and put my feet on the... I don't know what 300-year-old man would be. I'm talking about somebody might need to bring me some lemonade or something before I get out of the bed. Just something. Here's Enoch walking with God in these conditions, and he's walking in harmony with God. So all he has is what he's heard from his great-grandfather, Adam, great-great-great-grandfather, Adam, 300 years, passed down to his father and his all the way down the line, and they're telling him the stories of the gospel in the garden. They're telling him the story of those gigantic angels with flaming swords, telling him the story of how that Adam and Eve were created, and Cain and Abel, and they're passing these stories down. Listen to this, and it was enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Revelation, we have Genesis of Revelation, but the stories alone were enough to cause Enoch's heart to harmonize with the voice of God, until I believe that God spoke with Enoch as well. Amen. As he walked with God in harmony. Are you getting this? Now, while the Bible doesn't give us the details of this, God, the Bible says, instantly took Enoch. And he didn't even have to die for that to take place. What we don't know if God took Enoch the same way that he took Elijah, but I want to put this in your thinker tonight from Revelation 11, verse number 3. The Bible says that there's going to be two witnesses that are going to walk around on this earth. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is one of the thoughts I had when I was walking on the streets of the old city of Jerusalem. That somewhere around here, these two guys, and I believe them to be Enoch, who's not seen death, and Elijah, who has not seen death, are going to walk around on the streets of Jerusalem. Come on. And they're going to live for 3.5 years untouched by the Antichrist, and then they're going to fall right there in those streets, and the cameras of the world are, right now, I could pull up on the screen, and you could go right to the western wall of where they are praying at this very moment, and you can look on the camera and see what's going on live. Right here, you can see it live there. I'm saying that to you because these are the two guys, I believe, because they've not seen death, who are going to be the two witnesses that are going to come back, because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So everybody's going to die. That's right. Somebody said, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Well, you're going to have to turn loose of this in order to get that.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.